Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet once again, and with every sense of humility and purpose, this very evening, morning, afternoon, or night, depending on where you are domiciled, depending on where you're listening to us from, we welcome you to another expository, explosive, incisive, educative, and informative installment of another presentation on this glorious platform, Radio Biafra, transmitting to the entirety of humanity, regardless of where you are. It is my belief that you are listening to us this very evening. It doesn't matter where you are. We are simulcasting on satellite, we are on FM, we are on IPOB Community Radio, we are on Radio Biafra, we are on tuning. As a matter of fact, if you wish to participate in this very program, this evening is very easy. Ask your friends, ask your neighbors, the whole world is listening. If you go to Abuja right now, there is an eerie silence. All those that think that they matter, they are all listening to Radio Biafra. Some are hiding in their garages, in their cars, they are listening. People are listening in all manner of places at this very moment in time. Therefore, I say good morning to all of you, even those who are hiding and listening to us. I say good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We are not like any other. We are exceptional. We are supremely gifted. We are ordained by heaven to preach this gospel of redemption to the children of men, that freedom may come in our time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the largest mass movement on the face of this very planet, the Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB. I also happen to be the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, but above all, and by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, it is my pleasure. I welcome each and every one of you. And as always, and without hesitation, I will make sure that this very program this evening permeates even the brains and the skulls of those who are hard at hearing, those who are impervious to reason. This very evening we shall do that which is right before God Almighty in heaven and the children of men on this very earth. I have come to preach the gospel of heaven itself. And this evening we are going to pray. As we always do on this glorious platform, we are going to call upon the Most High Chukwokika Biama Puruminyanine to do that which man is incapable of doing. Without further hesitation, we are going to pray. After praying, we are going to preach this gospel as given to us by heaven itself. And after that, I do believe that the end of this very program, this very evening, morning, afternoon, night, depending on where you are, you will gain a greater insight into the intent of those running the damnable Zoological Republic, what they intend to do to us, and what we are going to do in our capacity as human beings to make sure that they do not succeed. If you have not asked your friends to join us, please try and do so. We are also live on Facebook. Despite all their shenanigans, despite all their efforts to try to delay, to sabotage our broadcast this very evening, we are live on that very platform. It doesn't matter what they do. My happiness is where it is, that the whole world is listening. And that very position we adopted from the word go, resilience, determination, and never say die attitude is what is now resonating right across the length and breadth of that British contraption, the damnable Zoological Republic. Let us pray. And I will pray in the language of heaven, the very oldest language on this very earth, the language of the ancients. Those that knew God before any other being managed to do so. The very center of this very earth, the blessed land of Biafra.
Chineke na nke pụrụ m ijere ine Chukwu Okike abịa mbụ onye anyị na-efe n'akpụ isi ala nye. Onye na-adị nsọ ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi, onweghị ihe eji atụnyere gị. Ị karịrị ihe asị na ịbụ ma ụtụtụ ma ehihie ma abalị, n'ihi na onweghị onye ọzọ eji ama atụ sị na ọ bụ ya yiri gị. Ịdị omimi wee karịa nghọta nke mmadụ dị ndụ, na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ onye anyị na-efe wee na-akpụ isi ala nye, anya anaghị efe arụsị, ihe ọ bụla kamera anya anaghị efe ezi ebube dị ngọzi, n'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke na nke usu niile nke ndị agha. Lee n'ọlụ aka gị ezi ebube dị ngọzi, akwa obi ya ka mbara igwe na-egosi, ọ bụ ụzọ dị anya ka ị ga-esi wee jaa gị ma wee too gị, wee fee gị ofufe nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, ka ị wee kweta n'ezie n'ezie na a na-abịawo n'iru gị, wee tọgbọ ihe niile nke anyị bụ onye nwe anyị na Chineke na-asị gị biko were anyị ihe wee kwara ngwa ọrụ, ka ihe gị wee chaa n'iru ndị gị niile bụ ndị ji nwee ntụkwasị obi, n'ihi na anyị enweghị onye ọ bụla, ọ bụghị mmadụ dị ndụ ka anyị ji wee na-anya isi, ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyị ji wee na-anya isi eze ebere dị ngọzi. N'ihi na ikpete maazụ anyị bụ anụkpa ahụ mmadụ dị ndụ na nwa anwụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, mara akwado okwu nsọ gị na dị ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. N'ihi na ịsị na mgbe echeghatara azụ n'ebe na anyị kpọkọ gị n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu, anyị wee bee akwarịrị n'iru gị eze ebere dị ngọzi, na ị ga-aza anyị ekpere, na ị ga-esi n'aka ndị na-akpagbu anyị wee wezụga ụmụ gị. Ọ bụ ekpere a ka anyị na-ekpe n'ihu ụwa niile eze ebere dị ngọzi, n'ihi na ị ga-ekwe ka ihere wee mee okwu nsọ nke gị. Ihere nwere ike mmadụ dị ndụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, kama na gị onwe gị bụ Chineke nna, onye na-adịghị ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi, chetakwa na ndị gboo na-etu gị ebighị ebi, nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ị ga-ekwe n'ihi mmehie anyị, ị ga-ekwe n'ihi na anyị kwuru okwu ọnụ na-adịghị mma, ma ọ bụ site na akparamagwa ma ọ bụ echiche wee gharịpụ ndị gị, n'ihi na ị bụ Chineke nna nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ onye na-agbaghara mmehie anyị, wee na-eche gị n'iru eze ebere dị ngọzi. Njụ anyị niile nna nke igwe, biko n'ike igwe meere anya nwere wee gbaghara anyị mmehie, na anyị ejigatawa azụ n'ebe ị nọ. O nweghị chi ọzọ nke anyị na-efe wee na-akpụ isi ala nye ewezụga gị eze ebere dị ngọzi. O nweghị onye ọzọ anyị sị na ọ bụ ya bụ eze ewezụga gị nna nke ndị nsọ. Akwa anyị na-amụ ụmụaka wee baa ha chi bụ eze, na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ eze kasị ihe niile elu, nna nke ebere biko nụ. O nweghị onye ọbụla nke anyị na-eṅomi na okpukpere nke anyị na-ekpere gị eze ebere dị ngọzi, n'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nna, bụ onye hiwere arọ Chukwu nna nke ndị nsọ. Wee sị ka ndị gboo wee fee gị n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu, anyị wee na-akpọku gị n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu n'ụbọchị nke taa, na-arịọ gị si onye ọ bụ naanị ya na-achị, onye ike niile nọ na-abadara aka ya nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, biko bịa ka iwee napụta Biafra na ọnụ ndị ekwensụ ndị ọjọọ ọchịchịrị, ka ihe gị wee mụbaa n'ebe anyị nọ, ka iru gị wee chaa n'ebe anyị nọ, ka ụwa niile wee si n'ezie n'ezie na ụmụ Biafra bụ ụmụ Chineke. Ọ bụ site n'ihe ịrịba ama nke ikpete maazụ nke ị ga-eme n'ime ndụ ụmụ gị bụ ndị Biafra, ka ụwa niile ga-ewe si n'ezie n'ezie na Chineke na dị ndụ ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyị na-efe wee na-aja mma, enweghị m chi ọzọ ewezụga gị. O nweghị onye ọzọ na-akpụ isi ala nye ma ọ bụghị naanị gị. O nweghị ihe ọ bụla bụ arụsị a pịrị apị nke anyị na-efe nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, n'ihi na ebo mmụọ ebughị mmadụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nna nke pụrụ m ihe niile, onye zọpụtara ndị ya na ọ bụ si n'ala Ijipt nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, onye si n'Izrel ga-abịa ọzọ na 1948 eze ebube dị ngọzi. Dịka isi wee kwa anyị onwe anyị nkwa, onye nwe m na Chineke nna, biko mere anyị ebere ka Biafra wee bịa na mgbe nke anyị, ka anyị wee jaa gị mma ma too gị ma gọzie aha nsọ gị, bulie gị elu ma kpụ isi ala nye gị. Ugbu a ma ruo mgbe niile ebe m ka a na-arịọ gị, ise ise ise, ọkwa asụsụ eluigwe, the language of heaven. If you go to heaven right now, the angels as always have surrounded the throne of the Most High, and they are bowing down before him and saying that he is holy, and they are doing all of that in Igbo language, the language of the ancients in the Igbo, the oldest people on the face of this very earth. And I say so without any apologies to anybody. The truth must be spoken. If prayers can be said in Latin in those days in Roman Catholicism, there is no way we would not say prayers to the Almighty in the very language that the angels use in heaven itself. If you don't have your pen and paper ready, please, I ask you to try to do so. Janjaweed Alamajiri. Alamajiri from the foothills of Putajalon, please try and bring your slate and your chalk with you, because this lecture this evening is for everybody. I want you to listen, as always, very attentively to what we have to say. In Nigeria, the great zoological republic created by the British, I'm going to be as slow as possible this evening so that people can digest what we're saying. There is a grazing law in Nigeria, or should I say anti-grazing law. And the question that I want each and every one of us listening this evening, morning, afternoon, and depending on where you are, to ponder is this.
why is that law not being enforced? Do you know the funniest thing about this very anti-grazing law is that this law came into existence at the height of the war of Biafra and Nigeria. So nobody could possibly accuse the judge that delivered the ruling of any bias. It's also something called tort law, where I think it's T-O-R-T. I'm not a lawyer, but I did an elective course in law in those days at now London Metropolitan University. There's something called tort law. Tort law is a law that even a mad person ought to know about. Let me give you a very simple example this evening for us to properly put into context what is happening in the zoo between law-abiding citizens and Fulani killer headsmen. I want to put it to you this way. You are a businessman, or maybe you are a homeowner, you are a father or you are a mother, and you have children, and you have a house or a home. And one morning, I decided to come to your house to take your pot of soup, or your pot of stew, or your pot of rice or beans or a wedu or whatever it is, without your permission or consent. What are you expected to do under such circumstance? This is the food you've been cooking to feed your children. All of a sudden, this stranger walks into your home and decides to make away with your pot of soup. What are you expected to do? Now, some people who are not educated, some people who are very foolish in their disposition, some people who are not, should I say, intelligent enough to reason through natural law and justice, will say, oh, but there is no law guiding somebody stealing your pot of soup. Now, let me ask you, is there any law in Nigeria, against, or should I say, with any definite pronouncement on what should happen when somebody steals a pot of rice? For instance, is there any law in Nigeria that says when somebody comes to steal your pot of rice or pot of stew, this is what you're going to do? There is no law, but it's common sense. That is why it's called tort law. It's common sense. You should know that trespassing is evil. Do you know the funniest thing? The Fulani is, they knew about all of this. Very many years they've been planning to conquer each and every one of you without you knowing. It's a very stealthy, very subtle, approach. Subterfuge. You will not know. They dangle one thing in front of you, maybe ethnicity or tribe or religion, as you're looking at it and hyperventilating, they are busy advancing their cause, which is this remorseless and relentless march to the Atlantic Ocean. Understand this very well. I will ask you again, go and check every written law or unwritten law in Nigeria. Is there any law that says I cannot steal your pot of soup? So, because there is no law that specifically says you should not steal anybody's pot of soup or pot of a wedu or maybe garri outside, then I should go and take it. And if I come to your house trying to carry something, or steal your food items in your house, or take it without your consent, what are you expected to do? The same thing applies to the law of trespass. It's called trespass. You are a farmer. You know, the funniest thing is that there was somebody, he was selling beer in Kano. He was doing business in Kano. His bar police raided his business premises and destroyed millions of naira worth of beverage. Because beer is beverage after all, if you don't know. It's beverage. They destroyed it. They said they were enforcing Hizbah, or should I say, Islamic Sharia law in Kano. This man now returned to Isipuato and decided to go into farming. Having destroyed his livelihood in Kano, now the same Fulani headsman came to Isipuato, went into his farm and destroyed his farm produce. What do you expect such people to do? Because I'm saying all of these things for the whole world to understand where our anger is stemming from. We hate injustice. There is palpable, should I say, ingrained injustice in Nigeria. There is something wrong with that very place. And that is what we are seeking to correct. Nothing more, nothing less. That there is injustice. They try to camouflage it. They try to
I don't know how to put it. They try to sweep all these very thorny issues under the carpet. They think everybody is as stupid as they have rendered Hausa people. But we are not stupid. We are not daft. We are not useless. There is anti-grazing law in Nigeria. My question this evening is, why is it that the Fulani people who are ruling the zoo, why are they ignoring this very law that exists? Because Nigeria is a lawless country. That's why I call it a zoo. Tell me why a government should not obey the law. They have an attorney general who is a Fulani man. He could have advised them that there is a law in Nigeria banning the movement of cattle from one place to another, but he will not tell them because he himself is part of the wider Fulani Janjaweed agenda to try and conquer people who are daft enough not to understand their game plan. I want all of you to understand what I'm saying this evening very, very clearly. Understand me. It's because their intention is to conquer. They are not coming with AK-47 initially. They never came with it. They never came with any bombs. No, no, no. They came with cattle. And some of you may be wondering, how can people use cattle as an instrument of conquest? But that was the grand design of the Fulani, encouraged, of course, by the British, to come into our land with cattle, claiming, oh, we have come to, our cattle is in the bush. Oh, you cannot move them from there. 1 or 2 months, they start to build that their round hut. You have seen the one that we are demolishing in Ebonyi State, or their round hut and in Abia. And after a while, they have Sariki Opa, or Sariki Iza. And in the next 50 years, you're gone. And I keep saying this thing all the time to Nigerians. Why can't you people reason? Don't believe what we are telling you. Don't believe what I'm telling you. No, you don't have to. I'm only asking you to go and do a bit of, go back to history. I keep telling you all the time, say, just to, a little bit, just go to history for about 1 hour a day. Just go into your Google and say, what is the original name of Sokoto? They will tell you. Who are the owners of Sokoto? They will tell you these are Hausa people. They will tell you Sokoto is Gobe. Then you ask yourself, how did this name change from Gobe to Sokoto? It is exactly what is happening today. They move one cattle in. They move one Sariki in. They move one Malam in. And that's the end of you. And then you get an emirate. Is it not happening in Jos? They say they are praising. They are very clever people. They are praising Governor Lalong of Plateau State. Can't you see he's doing well? Because there is a, not even Sariki, there is an emir of Jos. These are the things you ought to understand. But they will come after you. They will try to inundate you with conflicting and confusing messages. If you are not strong, you fall for it. Please ask those from Auchi, when did Islam come to Auchi in Edo State? Go and ask. Play. If you, let us forget, Sokoto is too far, Kano is too far, Katsina is too far. Use Auchi that is close to home. Auchi, use Auchi as an example. In Edo State. Auchi in Edo State is almost Islamic. Edo, Igodomigodo. If you don't know, let me tell you. That is their game plan. What they intended to do was to dangle 2023 in front of you. He's going to the south. He's going to the west. He's going to the east. As you're busy preparing and salivating to enter into Aso Rock in 2023, before you wake up, they will tell you, oh, please be a good Nigerian. Don't evict those in your forest. They are there feeding their cattle. If not for the coming of IPOB, do you know what would have become of you? For everybody. I said everybody. If not for IPOB, all of you in the zoo would have been gone by now. What they want to do is to unleash mayhem by next year. So there'll be no elections. Before you know it, Britain will step in and say, oh, but leave them now. After all, you have your people in Seven Gerri, in Kano. Why don't you allow them to be in your forest in Okwa, in Ebonyi, in Anambra? Leave them now. Let them relax. Why don't they take over the state? Oh, leave them. In the next 50, 60 years, you are gone. Finished as a race. Ask yourself this question. why must they conquer with their cattle? Under thought law, T-O, Google it, T-O-R-T, T-O-R for Romeo, T for Tango, thought law. Under thought law, you don't even need to legislate about Fulani entering into your farm. Once you see them, you kill all of them. Because they have come to destroy your livelihood and your property. When somebody comes into your house to steal your flat screen TV, do you allow them to go free? Then why must they go to your farm and destroy your crops? When is that? It's hate speech. Mind what you say. I say, are you a fool? Are you telling me I can drive pigs into the palace of the emir, or should I say the sultan of Sokoto, and they will allow you to go free? They're telling you, oh, we need to move cattle from place to place. It's our part. Let us go and do piggery in the north. Let us go to Sokoto and do piggery now. And be rearing pigs very close to the palace of the Sultan of Sokoto, and you see what will happen to everybody. Why must you then allow it to happen to you? Why must all of you allow Fulani to intimidate you all the time? They hire some idiots, both male and female idiots, loud-mouthed fools, all the time. I don't know exactly what is happening. I was doing this, and is somebody disconnecting me? I have no idea what the hell is going on. Somebody appears to be disconnecting me from our system. I don't know. You know, the attack comes from everywhere. I know Facebook is pretty stable. I don't know why people are doing this. Somebody all of a sudden switched what I'm saying on our satellite and our radio, and also on our apps. I have no idea why they would do that, but we'll continue. We will continue. We are back, we are reconnecting, and we have reconnected on that very platform. That's what they will do all the time. They try to attack us. They pay. Do you know how much money they're paying people to try to stop what we are doing? They have always failed, and they will continue to fail. What we are lecturing this evening, I'm sure that Facebook will not like it. I'm sure Britain is not going to like it. I'm sure that all the agents of neocolonialism, none of them is going to like it. I know they won't like it. I know they're not going to like it. I told them, why is somebody from USA trying to tamper with what we are doing? Is somebody from the USA trying to tamper with, tell somebody in the United States of America, somebody there is trying to tamper with what we are doing. Please tell them to get off, that I'm live on air. Please. Somebody from Radio USA 2 at ipob.org is seriously messing about with our program this evening. Tell them to please clear off. Let them bugger off. I don't care who the idiot is. Radio USA 2 should not please interfere with what we are doing. And I need confirmation, please. Please do bear with me. I need confirmation that those of you listening via the app, that you are listening, please. Somebody idiotically in the USA is coming into our platform this evening to try and disrupt what we're doing. How foolish. How hopeless. Very, very sad indeed. But we must continue. We should continue. I want everybody to listen, please, to what I have to say. Under the extant laws of the damnable Zoological Republic, grazing on another man's land without permission is called trespass. And when somebody trespasses on your property, you can do to them whatever you like. It is the law, natural law, obtainable all over the world. Which happens when a person intentionally enters your land without permission. What is now happening in the zoo is that the states are in Nigerian state, the so-called, oh, we want one more state, we want two more states. All these states, they are mushroom local government areas, glorified local government. They cannot do anything. They cannot even enforce this very law. Do you know why they cannot enforce it? Because what you have in Nigeria is a federal police. I want people to listen very carefully. You are running a federation. A federation sometimes, because the zoo animals, they copied the United States of America Constitution. In America, you don't even have federal police. What you have is FBI. They investigate. Now, if they come to, say, Georgia and they investigate, when they finish the investigation, they now hand it over to the local police.
be it county, be it metropolitan, be it whatever it is, county or metropolitan police, they now prosecute you via the office of the public prosecutor, or they call it, what they call it again, the I've forgotten what it's called, the prosecutor in each state. Somebody's going to tell me in America. It's called, not attorney general, it's called something. I've forgotten what it's called. It's escaped me completely. Old age is catching up with me. What is it called again? They actually vote them in into power. I'm sure one of those very clever people in America will tell me very, very shortly. One of those very clever people in America will tell me, what's it called? You know the one you, not at all, you know the state one that you vote for, the prosecutor in the state. Some of you in America, please send me a message via signal, please. What is the name of, it's called, is it attorney general? Not attorney general, no, not at all. But I know they vote for that very individual in America. They now prosecute you. But now let me tell you something about the zoo that you don't know. Because Nigeria runs only one tier. In a federation, you're supposed to have multi-tier. You have the federal, you have the state, you have the local or county government or whatever it is. But in Nigeria, very funny enough, they claim they're running a federal structure. They only run a federal police. So that when somebody commits a crime that is not a federal crime, but a crime legislated for by a particular state, how therefore do you expect district attorney, thank you very much, Uchenna, thank you, it's called district attorney, and they vote for them in America. Do you know America has no federal police? There is no Nigerian police force. Even their name makes me sick. Police force. How can a police be a force? I asked them before, the Britain that gave you policing, in England, do the police carry guns on the street arresting people? The answer is no. Where did you learn this very primitive behavior from? They cannot tell you, but I'll tell you this evening. In America, there is something called the district attorney. They prosecute. Now, let me tell you how it goes. If you commit a federal crime, it's called a federal offense in America. Please, those of you in America, correct me if I'm wrong. And luckily enough for me, my secretary is a lawyer in America. Now, if you commit a federal offense, FBI will step in and investigate the crime. Hand over to the local district attorney for them to prosecute you. If you commit a state crime, the state police or whatever, the state or county police will prosecute you. But because Nigeria is run by Fulani Janjaweed, they know that this law exists that prohibits Fulani men from putting their cattle in your farm. And because you only have one enforcement arm, a federal police, not state, all of that nonsense, we have banned a cattle movement as they did with the Yoruba governors. And only yesterday, thankfully, Dave Umahi announced that they are now also banning movement of cattle around the whole of the east, should I say southeast, in this very case. Do you know why, after announcing it, you still see cattle on the road the next day, as they did in Yoruba land the other day? Do you know why? Because if these are state laws that should be enforced by state police, but because you do not have state police, and because the police at in Abuja, controlled from Abuja, do not have the legislative, or should I say the legal mandate to go and enforce any laws in Oyo or in Ondo, they will not stop the headman from moving. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Now listen again to me very, very carefully, please. When you run a federal system of government, the government at the center will have their own law enforcement arm, as they do in America. It's called FBI. The local, even in Germany, they have the federal police in Germany. And they have the police in Bayern. They have the police in what's it called, all those places that they have, in Westphalia. They have their own local police. So when you commit a crime that cuts across borders, it becomes a federal offense. Now the police at the federal level can step in. But say the state of Bayern, or should I say the state of Florida, can decide to make a law that is very specific to Florida. If you break that very law, FBI will not arrest you. The local police in Florida will arrest you and they will prosecute you in Florida courts. But in Nigeria, they copied American style. Listen carefully. After copying American style, they do not have the discipline to make sure that the system of governance and law enforcement is structured to reflect that
federation that they claim that they are. Now you see why I call them a zoo. You know, they didn't go to school. They go to dictionary and they cram words. They write in this day newspaper. They write, hey, Oswanta. People mistake what I call grammatical wizardry as intellect or intelligence or elitism. It means nothing. You know nothing. All these years, when they were clamoring for state police, none of them ever articulated this very problem. Nobody said to you the reason why you can ban Fulani herdsmen from coming into your state all you like. If there is no enforcement arm, if there is nobody to enforce that very law, you are talking rubbish. And in the zoo, they know, Fulani Janjaweed, they know that the federal police cannot enforce state-based laws banning grazing. Very clever. They think they're smart. They think they are intelligent. Do you see how daft they are? Do you now begin to understand and appreciate what we are saying? That when we call Nigeria a G, they have PhD, SSG, all these stupid, idiotic degrees that they have accumulated. They cannot reason. Why is it that Omani is claiming that they banned it a long time ago? Why wasn't it enforced? Or your state, only the other, in fact, Yoruba governors, only a few days ago. Only a few days ago, they banned open grazing in Yoruba land. The next, not up to 4 hours, I think one of the newspapers published Fulani herdsmen moving into Oyo state. Do you know the reason why? Nobody to police, nobody to enforce that very law. Had Yoruba governors, if they had their own state police, that is why Fulani don't want state police. They said they want community policing. So they are playing with your brain, but you don't understand. You don't understand. Unamagen there, you don't know them. They are playing. Oh, what we want is community policing. Community policing. They fail to tell you that in any federal structure, anywhere in the world, after the federal police, you have the state police. Even after state police, you have local government. The one they call, precinct in America, or is it borough police or metropolitan police? Do you see how they're playing with your brains? Fulani moving cattle from place to place should not happen anywhere in Nigeria. Nowhere at all. Because the law says this should not happen. Ask them, since it was a federal law, because the pronouncement was made by a federal judge, why is it that the Fulani-run Nigeria police allow this nonsense to prevail all the time? Why? Ask yourself that question. Because they know they're using cattle to take over your land, and they're using it to conquer you. They is in our forest. Fulani live in the forest. And I asked the idiot, I said to them, Fulani, you people came from the Sahel, from the desert. You people are desert creatures. Since when did you start living in a rainforest? Since when? Show me one rainforest that you live in, Fulani. Show me one rainforest. Why? It's only in the zoo called Nigeria. They want to come and live in the rainforest. I want to lay down the law first before we go into action. I want to let people understand. Anywhere you see Fulani with their cattle on the road, be it on the streets of Abuja, anywhere, they are breaking the law. You should kill those cattle. They are breaking the law. Anywhere you see Fulani, anywhere you see Nama on the road, they are breaking the law. Because Nigerian law itself, the zoo law itself, forbids it. They think we are fools. Under the laws of Nigeria, it's called trespass. But the state do not have the power nor the authority to enforce it because there is no state police. That is where IPOB, that is where ESN has to come in now. Somebody has to enforce the law. Or else the law will become an ass. Why make a law if you can't enforce it? So I'm thanking Dave Umahi and all the governors for now making it possible for ESN to legally enforce the law. Because there is a law. And anybody saying that the formation of ESN is illegal, I'm asking them who is going to enforce the law, this very law that Southeastern governors made. Who is going to enforce it? These are state laws. There is no state police. Who's going to enforce it? And lives are at risk. I hope you're following. Maybe after tonight they'll be shaking. I am letting Nigeria. Anytime you see Fulani on the road with their cattle, it's our way of life. We are moving. The law says you cannot do it. That's what the law says. You cannot do it. And I wish that Amotekun can also enforce that in the West as well. Because the state have failed to enforce the law. Nigeria failed to enforce their own law. Now, citizens are rising up to enforce that very law, which is their right to do. Ask them, I want them to take us to court now. Let's go to court. Tanku's own law. I will teach you the law that you don't know. We are a state fails in its duty to discharge a function that is legal. Then the citizens have it. Why do you have citizens arrest? Do you know you can arrest somebody and take them to the police station and hand them over? It's called citizens arrest. Do you have the right to arrest anybody? No, you're not the police. But there is a law that not an tort law that says, as a citizen, when you see somebody breaking the law, you can hand them over to the police. Common sense. I don't know what they teach them in that zoo. Chineke Nnamelula. You people, I feel sorry for them. I don't know what they teach them in their universities. Open grazing of cattle has been banned by law in Nigeria since 1969. This has been reaffirmed by the South Yoruba governors and by Igbo governors. But the problem is, who is going to enforce the law? It is the law, yes. Has Fulani enforced it? No, they control Fulani. The funny thing is that they will even use the police and the army to aid and abate murderers and killers moving cattle from place to place. In any other civilized climate, they will impeach the presidency of the zoo. But sadly, in the damnable zoological republic, nobody will do anything about it. I want you to follow me carefully. You bring that your pen and writing all these things down now. It's for free, yes, it's free. Free lecture that your useless, idiotic law professors cannot teach you. All they need is to cram grammar. Cram grammar and look for who to sleep with to give them marks to pass. Or for courtiers to give them money so they can pass them. They teach you nothing. I feel sorry for some of you. Because in the zoo, there are law graduates. They don't even know what I'm teaching you tonight. They have no idea what I'm teaching you tonight. That there is a law in Nigeria. It's called anti-grazing law since 1969. The law says Fulani cannot move cattle. Forget about their way of life. That is immaterial. The law says you cannot move any cattle. That law has not been repealed. There is no other legislation superior to that one. They came down in the East. They were saying, we sat down. No more open grazing. In the West, the same thing. But every day, Fulani will bring cattle to your farm to destroy it. And kill you. Rape you on top of that. And none of you has ever sat down to say, if this law exists, how come Fulani is doing what they are doing? It's because you are in a zoo now. Your law is meaningless. That is why the citizens are now rising up to enforce that very law. That is why Amotekun is legal. That is why ESN is legal. Because there is a law made by a government that needs to be enforced. Government has failed to enforce that very law. Then citizens will then enforce the law. Simple and very, very short. To this end, I am directing every IPOB family unit across Biafra land. You're all going to print posters. You know, big banner. You're going to print a very big banner. We are going to make it very, very clear that any cattle in the next, I think it's, is it 10 or 11 days from now? Any cattle we see on the road, we don't care where it is, so we don't care if you're in the forest, or we don't care if you're on the main road, or anywhere we see any cattle in our land, we'll take the cattle down, we'll kill it. Because there is a law backing what we are doing that says that you cannot bring cattle on the east. There is a law. No grazing, no trespassing, no. It's there. Since And what I said, every IPOB family, place this banner everywhere. Print it. You know the way they do their campaign poster? Put it everywhere. to warn every traditional ruler, PG, anybody colluding, conniving with Fulani killer headsmen, giving them settlement. No. The law is against it. Because what they are doing is they are aiding and abetting open grazing, which is against the law. So they are accomplices in this very crime being committed by the Fulani. Do you understand it? When Fulani buys land or enters or inhabits a forest, and your Igwe or your Eze or your Oba or Yahweh, I don't know what they call it, is involved, they too are breaking the law. Because you are aiding and abetting people who are breaking the law. I hope some of you are paying attention to me this evening. It's a law lecture for free. Giving it to you for free. Now listen, open grazing is a crime. In the zoo, trespassing upon another man's land, as these murderous Fulani herdsmen are doing, is a crime. It is a crime. Let us not pretend. It's their way of life. They come from Mali. They need to eat in the forest. They sleep in the forest. Rubbish. It is a crime. The law says it is a crime. A criminal offense. That's what it is. But mind you, we are miscreants, so don't forget that, you know, and I'm number one miscreant. Professor, law professor, professor of etymology. Rubbish. They know nothing. Their brains are empty. Sometimes they add emeritus. They are lunatic self. Damnable zoological republic. They are condemned people. Condemned. Condemned as a living flesh and condemned in spirit. They know nothing. Their brains are empty. And you want to challenge the children of light. We are more people who are born into intelligence. You don't know that? You think and defeat us. You think now is a pretend will come to your rescue. And you throw a bomb from the air. You throw a bomb and you run back. Look at all of they took to the air. They, after coming three times on the ground, they were repelled. They went and flying and disturbing Anufa and Kiwi, disturbing birds of prey in the air. Disturbing migratory birds from Scandinavia going to South Africa to go and feed. Idiots. They come on the ground and they were disgraced. They ran and now using running around with their jets in the skies. Disturbing birds. If you know the amount of hatred we have in us, if you know the amount of hatred we have against the zoo, oh my God in heaven, you have no idea. I feel sorry for the zoo. I feel sorry for the zoo. Trespassing is a crime. And it is not even a southern. I read one idiotic Janjaweed claiming he's the professor talking rubbish. The South is against Fulani. No longer Hausa Fulani. The South is against Fulani. Lunatics everywhere. Listen very carefully to this. The law of anti-grazing is not a southern law. I want to educate the Fulani Janjaweed. The Fulani Janjaweed, I'm telling you what you don't know. In northern Nigeria, where these Fulani killer headsmen come from, such trespass is a crime in the north. It is a crime. That thing they are bringing to the south, in the north, it is a crime. Now listen carefully to me, please. You know we are learned. Listen carefully. Trespass is a crime as enacted at section 342 of the Nigeria Penal Code, applicable in northern Nigeria. In their penal code in the north. Fulani, what Fulani are doing with their cattle is a crime. So I want to let the Fulani understand it is not a southern conspiracy by Yoruba governors or Igbo governors as the case may be, or eastern governors. No, not at all. In your own penal code in the north. It is a crime, and I want to tell you where it is. Section 342 of the penal code is in the north. And I'll read it for you, for your information. Hey, whoever enters into or upon property in the possession of another with intent to commit an offense or to intimidate, not even to eat the crop, so to intimidate, insult or annoy a person
in possession of that property or having lawfully entered into or upon that property unlawfully remains there with intent thereby to intimidate, insult, or annoy such a person, or with intent to commit an offense, is said to commit a criminal trespass. In the North, I'm not talking about South, in the North, all we are asking for is we want these laws to be policed. What we are asking for is that we want these laws to be properly enforced. If you enforce these laws, there will be no ESN. We will close it down. Enforce your law. I am saying this so that Britain can hear me. So that the UK High Commissioner to the Zoo can hear me. So the US Ambassador to the Zoo called Nigeria can hear me very well. We are asking the Nigerian state to enforce their own laws applicable in northern Nigeria. Not even in the south or in the north. Because had they been enforcing these laws, there is no way a cattle can start from Funtua and land somewhere at Nazi, you know where. It's not possible. I hope that some of you are listening this evening. There is no way a cattle can leave the north and come to, because even in the north itself, that cattle must pass through somebody's property. I hope you're listening very carefully. How many dams do they have in the zoo called Nigeria? Some of you go run to Dubai all the time. You go to Saudi Arabia, they are desert. They receive on average about 6 inches of rain every blessed year. They have no water. But they did something called irrigation, something that Pharaoh used to do nearly 5,000 years ago. Pharaohs of Egypt. Something that Pharaoh was able to do and Roman conquerors did 3,000 years ago. People in the 21st century cannot do it. Why can't they take water from any of their reservoirs they have in the north and irrigate fields and desert for their cattle to eat? Because they know what they're doing. They are using that cattle, as their own law says, to intimidate you, to harass you, and to take possession of your possession. That's what they're doing. And all of you are there clapping. What he said he's doing, this thing you're doing, you don't have to put on that. Lunatics everywhere. Mad people. Useless fools that do not have the benefit of sound education. No sound education. Fools with their third-rate degrees from useless kindergarten that they call universities in the zoo. Kindergarten. If they had enforced these laws in the north, there is no way a cattle can leave Katsina and make it all the way to River State. Do you watch? It's not possible. They come by road. They tell you, cattle highway. They are using it to conquer you. Some of you don't have any brain, but here, we force you to acquire one by force. Lunatics everywhere. Whoever enters into a property in possession of another person, whoever enters into another man's property with the intent to commit an offense, to eat up his crops, or to debate him, or to assault him, or to even to annoy, that person is said to have committed what is called a criminal trespass. This law is applicable in northern Nigeria. Not in the south, north. But nobody cares. Any law that impedes the march of the Fulani Janjaweed to the Atlantic Ocean is jettisoned. Nobody cares to enforce it. No. They are marching to the Atlantic Ocean, where Israel is waiting for them to embrace them. Very sad indeed. As they are marching, the pig is in the swamp, it's nothing. Waiting for their masters to arrive. But unfortunately, in our trip, they were stopped. Lord have mercy. And for Fulani to claim that open grazing is their custom shows that they are mad. It was not a Biafran, it was a Yoruba man, Justice Adewale Thompson, 17th of April 1969. This is what the man that actually made this law. Because if you go to a court, as I told you before, and there is a judicial pronouncement, that becomes law. Let me tell you what this Yoruba man said to Fulani. This argument they're making now, they made it in 1969. Over 50 years ago, it's not new. You know the thing about Fulani is that they never give up. They keep coming at you. They keep coming. They keep coming with the same narrative, the same... They...
All they want to do is to wear you down. Unfortunately, they wear people down easily, but not IPOB. They wear you down. They go and recruit people from your village. They recruit those they have relocated to Abuja or to Lagos to be talking rubbish. After a while, with the aid and help of corrupt zoo newspapers, they wear you down psychologically, but not us. 50 years. The same thing they're saying on Channels TV today, they said it 50 years ago. I said 50. 2 years after I was born, because I'm an old man, I'm 53 now. You see the seal here, somebody who's 36 will say, what that young man is doing. But I love it anyway. I love it. Now listen carefully. This is what Justice Adewale Thompson said. You must listen. Some of you that in my, when we were small, we used to sing a song on the Nato Jakuko. There's one idiot in my village, idiot on Ojakuko. She doesn't want to go to school. People who are afraid of learning. This night you must learn. Zoo people must learn this night. You must learn how to. If not for any other thing, go and put it down. Second day of February 2021, the day that your brains opened. You must listen tonight. The same argument you're seeing on AIT, on Roots TV, on Good Morning Africa, Good Morning Zoo, Good Morning Fulani, the same argument on BBC Hausa. The same Fulani people made the same argument over 50 years ago. In fact, 52 years ago. The same argument. And let us hear what the judge said to them. The judge said to Fulani people, and this is what, in fact, please, can somebody please cut this thing out? Anytime they make that useless, it's our custom. Cut this thing out. They don't know that we do research. They don't know that we went to school. If they see IPOB, do you know what makes us formidable? Because we're all intelligent people. Do you think it's easy to convince an Igbo man to follow an ideology? Go and try now. I say go and try. You think it's easy to convince an Igbo man to love an Igbo man to pursue an ideology? I say go and try. You think it's easy to convince an Efik man to love an Ibibio man, to love an Igbo man, to pursue an ideology? I say go and try. You think it's easy to convince an Ijaw man to love an Isekiri man, to love an Urobo man, to love Isoko man, to love an Igbo man, to pursue an ideology? I say go and try now. Go and try it and see. Because they have to be convinced about the validity, authenticity, the originality of what you're doing before they come with you. These are the most difficult people on the face of this earth. So difficult is untrue. But behind their difficulty lies one thing, which is why what I respect them for. Anytime they find sense in what you're doing, they follow you. That's how they are. They never follow anybody sheepishly. You can't go to church on Sunday and say, election is on Friday, make sure you vote for AMPP. No. But in the north, in their mosque, that's what they do. They tell you who to vote for. Despite all the pressures they put on the people of the East to vote for Buhari in 2011 and 20, they said, no, this man is a bad market. Is it not happening today? Are these the type of people who you think you can fool? You can tell them, well, come follow me, and they follow you without saying something. Now, let me tell you what you have to say to Fulani Janjaweed when they come with that rubbish. It's our custom and our tradition. Just tell them what Justice Adewale Thompson told them in 1969. 17th of April, 69. He said, I do not accept the contention of Fulani people that a custom exists which imposes an obligation on the owner of a farm to fence his farm while the owner of the cattle allows his cattle to wander like pest. Pest, P-E-S-T. To wander like a pest and cause damage. This your so-called Fulani headsman. It's like, you know, I went to America and some lawmakers in America telling me, oh, he's about climate change. And I asked them, when did climate change? They said in the past few decades. I said, but in 1969, Fulani were still making the argument of farmer-herder clashes in all the way back in 1969. Then was there any climate change? Any desert encroachment? The same argument. If you hold them here, they jump there. You hold them there, they jump there. Before they were arguing, it is climate change. Now it is their custom. You go to their custom, they say it's climate change.
just playing ping pong with your brain, ping pong. And the useless idiot who is an editor in Abuja or Lagos will be following them up and down. You know when you're watching ping pong ball, they play it here, your head will go left. They play it, your head will go right. That's what they're doing. Nigerian newspapers are aiding and abetting evil and lawlessness. It is them. I say it openly. Nigerian editors, journalists, and newspapers, they are the worst aiding this evil. Nobody can come out and do an editorial or do an op-ed and write on the front page that there is an anti-grazing law in this country that prohibits Fulani from moving their cattle from A to B. The law is there. They can never do it. Punch will not do it. Nation will, because everybody wants presidency. Everybody wants to be in the good books of Abuja. Because of that, they kill the truth. And because we speak the truth, that is why they hate us. Now you understand it, don't you?
I am preaching to the children of heaven, so they will understand me. Now listen very carefully. Adewale Thompson, wherever you are, it will be well with you.
I do not accept the contention of Fulani is claiming it's their tradition, is to live in the forest, is our way of life. The same argument they made over 50 years ago, they are still making today. And the judge said to them, you cannot bring your cattle to destroy somebody's produce, farm produce, asking the person to fence his farm. Now they're asking for Ruga, which judges the Kalu gave them at Logba, of course. Such a custom, if it exists, is unreasonable. In 1969, a Yoruba judge, a learned man, said to them, if this is your practice of living in people's bushes, this your custom is unreasonable. It is there.
What's your now? Now tell me why you will question the formation of ESN. Tell me why any sensible beast will question why ESN was formed or why Amotekun was formed. Just tell me.
When the people you are dealing with are unreasonable, do not move your cattle. That is what the law says. If you say it is your tradition or your custom, this your tradition is unreasonable. A judge told them something that politicians say. Even judges these days, they can't even hear the case. Talk less of making such pronouncements. They will kill you in the court. They can't.
Is it very clear now? Is it very clear now to all of you? Jumping up and down? All of you badly educated zoo animals, is it very clear to you now that we are within our rights to slaughter every cattle we see in our land? And God is my witness, in the next 11 days you will see something you have not seen before. Any cattle seed on the streets will be killed. I don't care if it's an Upper Wake market. I don't care if it's in Iguacha. Anywhere we see cattle in Biafra land, we kill it.
Take us to Hague. Take us to Britain. The law is here. All we need to do is to bring out this law. I won't talk. Just to bring out the law. And I'll ask whoever is hearing the case, please, my lord, can you read out this thing, please? After reading it, the idiot will feel ashamed of him or herself for having accepted to hear the case in the first place.
Justice Thompson said, this your practice or custom, if at all it exists, so, is unreasonable to impose the burden of fencing a farm on the farmer without corresponding obligation on the cattle owner to fence his cattle. Why don't you fence your cattle? The judge asked them. 1969, no? I don't know. You can't blame these people. I don't know why Chukwukadiam might put me in this part of the world. But how can I be with people who cannot reason? Hey! What type of God made these people? Are you sure it was God that made some of you? Are you sure it's the same God that created other races that made some? You people are just horrible people. You have refused to reason. So it is silly for any state governor to tell you that he needs anti-grazing law. Nobody needs anti-grazing laws. Nobody. No, you don't. Anywhere you say for an acre to kill it, you don't need anti-grazing law. You need. Is there, the law is there already. In 1969, the law is there. Anyway, I think it's 11 days. Hey, Chineken, you will see blood flowing on the streets of Biafra land. You will see, even NASA spacecraft will see it. There will be rivers of blood in the land of Biafra. Cattle blood or not human blood. Cattle blood. Anywhere we see them, we slaughter them. Get them prepared for what is to come. We are enforcing the law that the zoo have refused to enforce. What we need is implementation, and that's what we're going to do. In 11 days' time, I think it's 11 days, please correct me if I'm wrong, when I gave the order, 11 days, so any cattle you see, you slaughter it. It's trespass, they are breaking the law. But why should any governor fail to act? The laws have given them the right to do so. Section 292 of the Criminal Code, and let me tell you what it says. It is lawful for any person who is in peaceable possession of any land structure, vessel or place, or who is entitled to the control or management of any land structure or vessel or authority, to use such force as is reasonably necessary in order to prevent any person from wrongfully entering upon such land. I want to tell the people who are yapping, people who are talking rubbish, under Nigerian Criminal Code Section 292, everything that was done in Bende is legal. When we catch Fulani killer headsmen, drive them away from our bushes, and slaughter their cattle, we are within the laws. That's what the law says. And let me remind the fools about this very law. Section 292 of the Criminal Code, it says that any time you see Fulani entering your land with their cattle, kill the cattle. Is here. The laws of Nigeria. The laws of Nigeria. And thank you very much. Somebody said that the poster should be printed in Hausa, in English, and in maybe in Fulfude. Fulani language. Fulbe or Fulfude, they call it. Three languages. In 11 days' time, Elohim is our witness. Any cattle seen on the streets anywhere, brother, will be slaughtered. Let me tell you what they're going to come with the army and the police. And I want to remind the whole world, before you start saying if the army are attacked, any army officer, any army formation that provides any, that rides what is called shotgun, provides security, armed security to any of these headers, any of these killer headers, you are putting yourselves and your lives in danger because you will go down. 11 days time. I am saying it now so that the Sarikin Fulani, so that the Sultan of Sokoto will hear me very well. And I want to address him. Sultan of Sokoto, recall your people back to the north from whence they came. Take them back to your emirates and continue to lord it over Hausa people. We are not Hausa. We are not primitive and we are not timid. You cannot take our land from us. Recall these your foot soldiers. Or else there will be bloodbath in Biafra land. In 11 days' time, if you don't recall, if I hear a report of there is one cattle outside in Biafra land roaming about. Hey. Lord have mercy. That thing you people want, you get it. Raw, you get it raw. And then you will know that 67 to 70... it's not this time that we live in. The world has moved on. The world has moved on. We are about to shock you bastards. We are about to shock you. I can make you new. In your next life, when you hear Nnamdi Kanu, you say, no, I don't want to be born yet. Mad people everywhere. You want to bring your cattle in our time, when I'm alive, to take over the land of my ancestors from this generation. You think it's possible? Is that what you think? I'm asking you. You think, so we'll just be there, 2033, UN presidency, unity and progress, unity and love. You take my land, the land of the ancients, the oldest people on this earth. You want to take their land from them? It seems you're high on Brookwood. You people are drunk. You're high on Brookwood. People are mad. Now listen to me. It provides that it is lawful for a person who, if you're in your house and you look through your window, you see Fulani bringing that, slaughter the cattle. Slaughter it. And tie them carefully. Tie the Fulani killer headsmen. The law says you should do so. I have the law here. The law is here. For the idiots who are not educated, the law is here. They think we are joking. They think we are joking. In all the places they have been killing. That's why they took out. You know, Fulani, they come with overwhelming intimidation.
That's why they try, you know, IPOB were atakatelo. You know that part of meat? That's a part of meat that we call atakatelo. I don't know what it is in English. And please, Brad, don't interpret for me. Atakatelo, you keep chewing and chewing. If you're tired, you swallow it. If you don't know.
You have a government that don't even know their own laws. All of you, my church, these people, you have a government, they cannot even call the attorney general to say, please tell us, is this thing we are doing, is it legal? They don't even do it.
Mad people everywhere. Absolutely mad. Insanity upon insanity. Wretched drunkards everywhere. They think we are joking. Northern elders beg Buhari, governors to arrest, prosecute attackers of Fulani headsmen. The law says we should attack them. That's what your law says. You want me to read for you again? That's what your law says. You see the type of idiots you vote for every 4 years? You see the idiots. Every 4 years you go to a polling station and these are the wretched souls you vote for. These are your intellectuals. They don't know the law. Arrest people attacking Fulani. We'll attack. You'll attack. In 11 days time you will see. That thing you want, you get it. Double fold. And let me tell you something. My method is very simple. I've told you this before. There is a method in our madness. The way we operate, there is a clear path we are following. We will draw out this army from the north. They know that Janjaweed, they will come. We will draw this army from the north. They will come to the east. And terrorists will occupy their land. Hardened terrorists will take their land from them. They will have nowhere to go to. You will see what's going to happen. But when the history of the zoo will be written in years to come, they will say this time was very, very decisive. We know what we are doing. We'll draw them into our land and we'll kill them there. You see what's going to happen now? Are we running away? You will see what's going to happen. They are about to see what they have not seen before. From today onwards, anywhere that any Biafran, we have told them before, if you shoot a Biafran dead, we'll decimate you. Police station, army professionals, you will die that same night. We want to raise the level of our madness because it's coming up, but it's not in 11 days' time. Then we go to intermediate, medium. Then after that, we go to full-blown madness. You see madness that we've not seen before. Mad people everywhere. You people think that you can mess about in our time. You come and you take Biafra from us, the land. Where creation started from, the center of this earth, zero longitude, zero light. You want to take it? We shall see. Police is your friend. Don't take the laws into your hands. All this rubbish. Don't take the laws. Let the law take its course. But you have not been doing anything. The same law. You're asking me not to take it into my hands. It's the same law that you used to bring terrorists into the army. You rehabilitate bandits. You give them cars, helots. You give them money. You give them AK-47. To run army and police. And you're telling me not to take laws into my hands. When you're saying all, don't you sound foolish? When you say all these things, it doesn't sound foolish to you. Don't take laws into your hands. Hey, please, northern elders beg Buhari, governors to arrest, prosecute attackers of Fulani headsmen. Okay. But all these years, you, I don't know what to call people because Facebook will say I'm insulting people. You unconscionable, blood-sucking demons. That's the best I can find for now. How many times have you asked Fulani to stop raping women at Nimbo? Please publish the Nimbo massacre so they can see it. Because the world do not understand what is going on. Do some of you know what happened at Nimbo? Please can you publish it? It's in Wikipedia. Nimbo massacre. What did the Fulanis do to us in Nimbo? That Ugwani was calling Buhari. When the idiot was alive, he refused to pick the call. Now they're saying arrest them. You know, this nonsense can maybe work with my Yoruba brethren. Maybe work with Middle Belt. It can work in the East, though. How is your nonsense? Arrest them. Did it. It can work with other people. It doesn't work with us. Let that governor try, no? Let the governor try. Is it? Yes, this is your people. Okay. Your people. Go and kill them. And let me, every time I come on air, I keep saying,
What I will do to Nwike, any ear that hears it will bleed blood. You see, Nwike, on a matter now, with his little Hitler mustache, I will catch him. What I will do to Nwike, any ear that hears it in this world will vibrate. His day is coming.
You think we're going to forget?
You are insane. You are absolutely insane. After dealing with Nwike, anywhere you see Biafran people again, you can never attack them. Nobody will attack them. After Nwike, after setting his up, I'm saying it loud, so when I do it, you know it's me. I'm saying it loud and clear, so the whole world will hear me. After dealing with Nwike, anywhere you see Biafrans doing meeting or doing something, you'll avoid them. I will kill you today. Hasn't seen. I want to die today. You will see it. All of you. You think this is like before? You kill us, we run to EU. Excuse me, sir. I want to bring to your attention. They killed 50 of us today at National High School. They killed 600 of us at Mpote every day. That's what we're going to be doing. Every time we write, we are being peaceful. Check it, Bokuno or Kondara. You are about to see. You are about to see something you have never seen before in your useless lives. You are about to be shown one all my published nimble. Let the whole world see what is going on. These are the same people that told us that killer headsmen are foreigners. That's what they told us. Those killing you, they are foreigners. And you know who said it? I think it was Buhari when he was alive. In 2016, because he died in 2017. Buhari, when he was alive in 2016, said killer headsmen are foreigners. Arrested ones cannot speak any Nigerian language. Now, Fulani, you people are defending foreigners to come to my land to kill me. I have never seen anything of this sort before. I have never, ever seen. Who are the people that brought violence into our land? Who brought violence into our land? Is it not Fulani headsmen? Is it not Fulani people? The same Fulani you told us are foreigners. Please publish it. Put it on my page. Killer headsmen are foreigners. So are they no longer foreigners? Have they all returned back to Futajalon where you got them from? Arrested ones cannot speak any Nigerian language. If today is foreigners, tomorrow is Fulani. It's our custom today. Tomorrow is fine. Just playing with people. Playing with all of you. That is a... Hey. Oh, dear me. Nwike, I'm going to set an example with... I'll send an example with him. Chineke kpọọ ya ọkụ. Chineke kpọọ ya ọkụ. I'm telling you the truth. That man. What that man did that? Did he know Igbo? Hey, my goodness. Took our people, young men, young women, Fulani, uncircumcised bastards. We are raping them at military camp in the north. Our women. That Nwike took from Igbo. Nwike took from Igbo. Took them to the north and they were anybody who says to me, forgive Nwike, even Satan cannot forgive you. Nwike must be made an example of, that others may learn. And I'm saying it because when it happens, you know it was done by Nnamdi Kanu. Don't blame anybody, it's me that will do it. Nwike. I got up one hand. Nwike. Oh God. Let's continue to preach this gospel of heaven. Open grazing is a crime. If you don't know, let me tell you now. It is a crime, an abomination before God and before man. No Fulani has been prosecuted. They are foreigners, though. Nobody can prosecute them. And you are in one Nigeria. Claiming you are in one Nigeria. Doing all this, your nonsensical unity. Talking rubbish every day. What idiot wrote today at this day, for this day, newspaper? Thank the editorial. That I act outside the law. That is an idea. These are the people that claim that they went to school. Nobody prosecuted. Not one single Fulani. Not one. But they are foreigners, though. No, foreigners. Killing us in our land. You come to our land, you rape our girls, you cut them into pieces. People pretend nothing happened because it's not their sister, it's not their daughter. That is what Fulani have reduced all of us to. I remember in those days when something happens to one person, everybody will rise in unison and condemn it.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We must continue. Police is your friend. The people say that that Fulani headsmen should be dealt with under the law. Which law? This law that they are disobeying? The same law that says that you can't even move cattle out of the north. That's what the law says. That's the law you want the police to deal with. And the police cannot enforce it. Because it is a Fulanized police department. Every security architecture is run by the Fulani. Their agenda is the same. They may disagree on the approach or modalities, but the agenda is always the same. Always the same. To conquer you. And you know the funniest thing? They are like, okay, mouse in the house. When it's biting you, it's blowing breeze at the same time. So you won't know. As they are confused, they have confused almost 80% of you in this zoo. Confused, confused. They have set confusion amongst all of you. Some want to Igbo presidency. You're that president. 2023. Let's change this government. By that time, they are firmly entrenched in your forest and in your farmlands. And for that person to prove that he or she is a detribalized president of Nigeria, they say, oh, leave them to stay there. And for those asking us to support Igbo presidency, we supported them to be governor, so, and they killed us in our thousands. As the president, and they'll send jets now to kill everybody now, to please the Fulani. You don't know that? The worst mistake we can ever make in our lives is to look at one of these wretched souls and say, let them become president of Nigeria. We are doomed. Tell me the governor in the that didn't kill Biafrans. Just tell me, name one person. They all killed Biafrans, all of them. These are the people you wanted to go to. They killed you when they're in Iguacha. In Port Harcourt, in Iguacha. They killed you. They killed you. Is it from Abuja, where they can no longer see you, surrounded by Dantiki and Abada? Hey, your life is over now. If you don't know, let me tell you. These are the things that people need to understand. That is why we do what we do. And I want the world to understand how serious we are about what we are pursuing. Hisbah police, they are destroying Igbo businesses in Kano, in Bauchi, everywhere. Nobody's talking. You know that we have been so dehumanized, to the extent whereby if they kill an Igbo person or destroy their business in Kano, it's no longer news. It's not news now. Is that why news? During election, they can disenfranchise you. It's not news. Somebody will come out and destroy polling stations because there is a preponderance of Biafran voters that they destroy in broad daylight. Koro, koro. Nothing will happen because you're nobody, but not any longer. IPOB is here and ESN has come. They can destroy our businesses in the north. We come back to the east to farm. They bring their cattle to destroy it as well. And we are in one Nigeria, fighting for unity of Nigeria. Does that sound normal to you? Of course it doesn't. It doesn't. People shouldn't dabble into issues that are above their station. Omahi said he wants criminals cleared from Southeast Forest. Yes, we'll help you do that. Don't worry. We'll clear everywhere. Don't disturb yourself. Go and be sleeping. The pronouncement has been made. ESN will enforce it rigorously and without mercy. If you think that what happened in Bende is bad, in Isikwato is bad, watch what will happen in Lebanon. Let me get a report that is a cattle somewhere. Cattle. Nama. Nah, pagari freely. Oh, dear me. Lord have mercy. And I'm warning the police and the army, because you will go and attach yourselves to them. You want to protect this Fulani march, the Atlantic Ocean. You want to protect them. I'm warning everybody, let no cattle come outside at all. I don't care or mind where it is. In the entire East, I don't want to see any cattle anywhere. So all these editors, they will now give you money, because that's what they do. Once in a while, Lai Mohammed will disperse some brown envelope to all of you. You are prepared now to write your junk. But before you write your rubbish, please, make yourselves become acquainted with the laws of Nigeria, the laws of the zoo. it says that we have every right to stop Fulani from moving their cattle from place to place. That is what the laws of Nigeria says, please, for goodness sake. For your information. For your information. These are the things you must understand. I'm not even going to talk about the fact that the East is very small compared to the North. Yet, in the North, you don't find space for your cattle. It's in the East that cattle will graze. We are saying no to that. It can never, ever happen. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. You came to our land. You settled in our land without paying any rent, in our forest. You use the crops, our farm produce as food for your cows. We allowed you. You went from there to kidnapping, to raping, and to killing our people. So ESN was the last resort. No option. After killing our sister, Aunt Uli, and raping her, cutting her up into pieces, you think I will stay and remain? You think I'm like a Hanese? All these idiotic governors? Is that what you think? That we're going to keep quiet? Or why should you do anything you like? Of course not, man. It's not going to be possible. Today we are making it very clear. If all the oppressed people unite, if all the oppressed people unite in the damnable zoological republic, everything will be fine. In as much as I love Yoruba, my people, I love them to bits. I'm being honest with you. I have those of them that I respect in Yoruba land. They are part of, they gave Fulani the leeway to do what they're doing. How the Yoruba, had the West and the East come together a long time ago, this rubbish can't happen now. It can't happen. In the East, they will use the Fulefus, the traitors. And in the West, they will use those they consider to be Muslims, like Tinubu, to penetrate and cause havoc. But there's one good thing about Yoruba people. They never, ever allow religion to becloud their sense of judgment. That's one thing I like about them. Once with these two, once the whole South says no, it will never happen. They will push you, they will cajole, they will bribe, they will do whatever they can to try to shift you, to move you. You must remain steadfast. And Fulani will run. That was exactly what the Shehu of Borno did to them. What the Shehu of Borno did to them. That is why I read something that my good friend and dear brother wrote, Bele Mahmood. He said he was as brilliant as the Chinese, the Koreans, the Indians put together. Why are Igbos denied key positions in Nigeria? If you don't trust them and they say they want to go, why are you then stopping them? When people speak, I don't believe in Nigeria, but had I believed, if I had any belief in the zoo or the viability of the zoo, these are the sort of people that should be the president of Nigeria. Because of their policies. It's not where somebody comes, it's their policies. Even the so-called the minions, the wretched Fulani slaves in government houses in the East running for, vying for presidency, or vice, I should say. None of them has ever said this before. That we are going to turn the East into the hub of technological advancement, the Silicon Valley of Africa. No, they can't say it. Because if they say it, Fulani will bring their cow. Do you understand it now? This that I don't believe in the zoo. Had I had any belief in the zoo, this is the type of man I would have voted for to become the president of the zoo. It's your policies that matter. It is better for me that, or do you think that had previous administrations turned the East into the technological hub that it is, natural by nature, do you think we'll be doing what we're doing? Instead, they're telling us, you are traders. Oh, Igbos are good. They're good traders, you know. Oh, people from our Ibibio people, they are good at being houseboy. Those who are in the coastal region, they are good at looking for fish, to dry smoke fish. We were never given our dues at all. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your policies are the things that matter. And so far, the only person who's ever made any kind of sense to me is Bele Mahmood. This is how you discuss people. I don't believe in the zoo, but anybody who is interested in the zoo, just tell them in the North. Let them take water and buy sumo. You know sumo, the one who used to pump water from the well to put in your tank, jiffy tank, in your home, because the government can't even provide ordinary pipe-borne water. Go and put it in Kenji Dam or all those reserves in the North, in Arugungu River or lake. Pump water. Use it to irrigate the fields. go to Argentina and get high-grade nutritional grass. Plant it. After 6 months, your cows will be as fat as the new Buhari from Niger Republic. I can assure you that moving cattle from place to place like a shameless bunch of retards from the medieval period. I feel sorry for you people. That is the only advice I can give to all of you. Stop wasting everybody's time and just tell us whole heart to our faces, I want to take your land from you and I'm going to use my cattle to do it. Than all this garbage. We are looking for grass. Move the water. Pharaoh used to do it in Egypt 3,000 years ago. Move water from Kenji has a dam, isn't it? Move the water now from the reserve. Use it. It's called, I'm sorry. You don't know what's the meaning of irrigation. It's called irrigation. Irrigation. Janjaweed. Irrigation. Move, pump water from there. Any land you have, some in Bauchi, any. After all, you move pipe from Biafra land to Chad. Crude oil pipe, didn't you? Did you not? Of course you did. Ordinary to move water from Kainji Dam Reserve to 5 kilometers away to irrigate farmland or arable land to plant grass. Go to Argentina and they will give you grass for free. For free, they will give you grass for free in Argentina. And then you can use it to do whatever thing that you want to do. And graze your cattle there all you like, all your life. That's entirely up to you. But as for us, we are not giving up. We are not considering not one iota, not one inch. So that when the time comes, you will say that I warned you in 11 days' time. You think Bende was bad, Isiguata was bad. Wait and see what is going to happen to you. Let me see cattle outside after 11 days. For those of you saying that we are doing this, taking losses, that is what your law says. Your law says you cannot move cattle from place to place. Irrigation. Please, people should say this. Anytime you see Janjaweed anywhere, talking rubbish on Channels TV, you know, Channels is their main outlet. People without shame. If journalism is the type being practiced by Channels Television, journalism backwalk, wretched beast. It is irrigation. Move water and use it to water the land. And then I'm sure Argentina will give you free grass. The seedlings is called. You plant it, you get all your grass, and your white fat mama will be there enjoying themselves. They can be having party. Than the disgraceful practice of living in our forests and telling us rubbish every blessed day. We don't want any farm settlements, no Fulani colonies, nothing whatsoever. Stay where you are. Stay in your land and do whatever you like with it. Not in Biafra land and not in my time, definitely. With that, we have come to the end of our program this very day. Just to warn each and every one of you, in 11 days' time, any cattle we see outside is gone. It's gone and it's gone for your information. You think we are joking? You think we are joking? Try us and see now. Bring your fighter jets and everything, assemble them together to come and defend people who are breaking the law. What Fulani headsmen are doing is illegal. They are breaking the law and they must be held to account. And with that, we have come to the end of our program this very day. There will be further announcements coming. Very, very important, please. Wherever you are, you continue to pray for our brave men and women of Eastern Security Network. They are doing exceptionally well. If you have not supported them, try and do so. And make sure you are doing so via the appropriate and the right channels, please. And any country without... Any country we have on this very earth that doesn't have a financial secretary, please endeavor to do so. Make sure that you have one as quickly as possible. Very, very critical. A finance officer, rather. And it has to be a woman, please. It must and should be a woman. We are pleading with you. Thank you very much for listening to us this very evening. And as always, people ask me my religion. Is it Judaism? Is it? My religion is Biafra. Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship. And I may follow, so I don't worship any idol. Because God said so via Moshe. In the book of Exodus, you will have no other God beside me. It's an edict, biblical edict. I don't worship, and I'm a Pharisee. I don't bow down before any garbage. I worship the Almighty true God, the Lord of hosts of the heavens and the earth. Here is where we worship, because only that very entity, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, is our God. From me, from here, with love in my heart for all of you, and very special prayers for ESN, and for the preservation of this holy family of IPOB worldwide, from me, from here, good evening.